What's up, everybody? This is Calvin, your host of the Crypto Drip podcast. It's been nearly 2 months since our last episode, and while that makes me a little bit sad, I'm also pretty excited because we have been talking a lot about what the future holds for the Crypto Drip. Most importantly, how you can get involved. Really quick, just want to point out that you can become a premium member to the Crypto Drip by going to thecryptodrip.com/join, and that helps us keep ads off these things. Which is kind of ironic, because that was kind of an ad. Okay, well, regardless, let's jump into it. So, what's up, Goose?
Hey, Calvin, how you doing?
Pretty good. This is episode 5, if I remember correctly. It's been so long since we did episode 4.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it was like 2 months ago, right?
Yeah, just about there, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's funny because podcasts, I think, are some of my most enjoyable content to build for the Crypto Drip. So it's kind of sad that we went 2 months without doing that. But it was needed, and I think it was for a good reason. At least for me, there was a lot of... Well, my life is just ridiculously crazy right now. And that's, you know, what else is new when you got 3 kids and
a new house to refurbish from ground up.
You know, a side project and all that fun stuff and a day job. Yeah. But, you know, my life's not busy, or just not my life. It's your life too. And I think it was kind of interesting, and I'll let you kind of talk a little bit about what was going on in your life. But like, I personally was not expecting what the Crypto Drip was going to become. I've said this before, like, I never actually intended the Crypto Drip to be anything except like a solo me rambling on a mic. Just as a way for me to like understand blockchain, you know? And then I became friends with you on Twitter, and the rest is history, as they say. You know, so it's been like pretty wild, and I think it got to a point where it was like, holy smokes, I need to like gauge, you know, kind of what's going on in life right now before I really like continue to commit to this. 'Cause we came in really hot with a lot of content, especially like even I think you did the vast majority of the content publishing at the beginning. I even still do. So, I mean, do you want to talk a little bit just kind of where your head was at during the last 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like when we first met, I still remember sitting out in the backyard and we had our first FaceTime. We were just talking about the podcast and the Crypto Drip and how you wanted to start. Exactly like you said, like just a back and forth rambling about anything blockchain, crypto, whatever. Yeah. And that's all it seemed to me at the time. And, you know, we kept talking, and then we just kind of, you know, came very hot right out of the gates. I was writing, you know, content pieces 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and putting stuff out there. And I know it's all about timing too. Like we kind of hit it right during the, you know, last run up here for the crypto market. So at the same time, like we're getting a whole bunch of eyeballs on this new content where there isn't really like, you know, the type of content we're putting out. So we hit the ground running in terms of viewership and audience. So like you said, things kind of just blew up on us unexpectedly. And trying to react to that in terms of where we want to take this and where it could go and the future product market fit, like was a little overwhelming just because we didn't really come into it thinking it was going to be, you know, or had the possibility to be something big. So I think this 2 month kind of hiatus where we could sit down and really discuss, you know, how big this could be, like where we actually fit within this, you know, burgeoning asset class, this entirely new industry where even the incentives of how a business like this could run is completely different than anything the world has ever seen. So really talking about how something like this could work, you know, needs some time to be taken away from actually putting out the content. But, you know, now that we've kind of talked about that and we've set some foundational roots here, at least like if you don't mind, like, you know, Crypto Drip is you know, it's your brainchild, it's your passion project. Like this all started from the depths of your mind. So like over the past 2 months, like where, if you want to tell the honest, like where do you see, like what's your grand vision of the crypto drip?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's always kind of hard to answer the question of the grand vision, right? Because yeah. I think I had a grand vision a couple months ago, and then we talked a whole bunch, and then I had a different grand vision. And there's lots of times, you know, when I was sending you audio messages on iMessage, and oh, hey Goose, you know, I think we could do this or we could do that. And, you know, we even had a lot of conversations of like, hey, I don't know if I can do this or I can do that.
Right.
And so it's kind of interesting, you know, but, I think over the last 2 months, like it's becoming a little bit more clear just on, you know, I think for starters, the crypto drip, you know, I remember writing a post about, kind of like our, what do you call it? It's called, the manifest,
Yes.
Is that what it's called? I don't know.
Yeah,
it was the crypto manifesto. Yeah, the manifesto.
The manifesto. Yeah.
I was like, I knew there was something on there that I'm not saying. Yeah, and you know, it's kind of interesting because you always want the manifesto to kind of just be like your guiding North Star, like your compass, so that throughout all of the changes, which inevitably come, you kind of still kind of keep like your trajectory. Right. And I think like the manifesto that I wrote, like I'm still really passionate about, but it's almost like it's almost the manifesto of the culture of the crypto drip and not necessarily what the crypto drip is, which right. I think in hindsight, you know, it's like I never really wanted the crypto drip to be just another like shilling network or another, you know, like all we ever talk about is price. Like that's all we care right. about. Right. And I think that's actually what really set us apart in the space was like, we talk a ton about fundamentals, right?
100%.
Almost entirely fundamentals, except for your brilliance on technical analysis, which, you know, those Monday market outlooks, like I swear I read them first just to get like an idea. And then I'll go and edit them. Like some of the stuff I edit, you know, it's like, you're like in editor mode, but the Monday market outlooks, I'm like, oh man, Goose, should I buy or sell? you know, but they're great. But all that being said, like the crypto drip was like just kind of almost a breath of, it sounds kind of like self pompous to say it's like a breath of fresh air, but I think it was the breath of fresh air that I was like hoping for in the crypto community. And you know, crypto Twitter is like, can be really vicious. And I was on there and like, I was like, gosh, man, some of these people are mean. And, you know, like I'm just not a very mean person. And so I was like, man, how can like we balance out this, this space? So that was kind of like the original vision for the crypto drip. I was like, can we just kind of have dialogue about fundamentals right. and just about what right. blockchain can do? And then, yeah, it just got super like, fell in love with the community of Cardano, which is actually where we found a lot of our audience. And then it branched into Ergo and then Singularity Net with a lot of your stuff. And I think right. it's just going to like kind of keep growing, you know, as we find other communities that have similar values. But in terms of like what the last 2 months have kind of, I don't know, created in my mind.
Right.
It's, I think a couple of things. So one, I saw the potential to create a business where it was like pretty small, but it had pretty high revenue. So like you and I, we could basically just keep doing what we were doing, and it was infinitely scalable as far as like our time allowed or whatever. But we just do the same thing, and our community and audience would grow. And you know, that's kind of like the holy grail in terms of online communities, is to kind of monetize that on a monthly subscription. And so, you know, we even turned on the monthly subscription to the Crypto Drip, which is $10 a month right now. Right. And it has since, you know, grown to like, I think we're at 70 premium members, and our Discord has about 200 people in it. And right. I mean, everybody's awesome and like engaged. And
I was just about to formally interrupt you and say that our Discord is amazing and I love the people in there.
It's my favorite. It's honestly, I like hanging out there more than Twitter sometimes.
Same. The amount of like smart intellectual people in there is ridiculous. So
yeah, it's really awesome. So shout out to everybody listening to this. But I think like it was interesting because like in terms of blockchain, there's such potential to turn traditional business on its head, right? And what am I talking about? I'm talking about DAOs. And if you've never heard of the reference of a DAO, it's a decentralized autonomous organization. And that basically just means that it's a community driven project with not like, it has hierarchy, but it's community governed and it's enforced through the blockchain. So there's high levels of transparency if it's done right. There's high levels of decentralization if it's done right, you know, and like, and even it's funny, DAOs are like kind of the buzzword recently, but there's a lot of DAOs that don't, they're DAOs in name, but not necessarily in function. Right. And a lot of times, like, you know, it's an interesting challenge. Like even thinking about like, how do we make the crypto drip a DAO? Because that's essentially where, you and I landed even in conversations,
right.
Of like, this is kind of what we want the crypto drip to be. We want it to be a community of content creators. But there's kind of a, it's difficult once you get into like, oh, okay. So how do we align the incentives? Do we have a token? If we have a token, how do we do the distribution? Like, it's almost like you could start a DAO similar to an ICO where like the founders get crazy wealthy and then the DAO falls apart. But
yeah,
you know, the top in the chain were wealthy or whatever, or made right. good money and everybody else was screwed. And this happens. And so there's, you know, there's all these questions to answer, but I think it's not impossible. Like if Cardano has showed me anything, like there are solutions to these problems of not only, you know, like the technology behind blockchain, but there's also answers to these questions of like game theory and social economics and aligning incentives with people. And they did it really right. well with staking and delegation. So yeah, I think that's one aspect of the crypto drip, and I'm super excited about. I think I sent you an audio message yesterday, just even talking about like, hey, like there might be something in terms of like split, like we keep the subscription model, but we split that, you know, as a time weighted distribution across the DAO of mm-hmm. content creators. And there's a lot of things like, and I'm working on a light paper right now to kind of get it out of my head and, mm-hmm. you know, have people read it and tell me how wrong I am so that I can rewrite it like five different times. So that's kind of the first part. The second part kind of lands on like disrupting the content production industry right now. So like, and I kind of talked about this a little bit, just in the intro of the light paper, but you can kind of think mm-hmm. of like the internet right now as this vast plot of land. Okay. And when the internet, not when it first started, but when I first came into it, everybody was using like self-hosting blogs, particularly WordPress or Drupal was one. I never touched Drupal, thank God, but I'm sure some people love it. But yeah, and I actually still make my living today on WordPress. But so I love WordPress. But when it first started, like we all had our blogs. And then you would link to other people's blogs, you know, in your sidebar. It's called your blog role. And you kind of formed like these little niche communities, which is just super fast. Like it was what I loved about the internet when I first started getting into it. And so I would like, mm-hmm. I'd spend forever writing on my blog and talking to other people and had nothing to do with crypto, which is funny. But anyway, that was kind of like the internet. And then these new platforms started coming out, like social media was a huge one, obviously. You know, that's a whole podcast in itself, probably.
Right.
And then there's like hosted stuff, like monetized versions, like WordPress.com would be one. Another one would be Medium.com. And they kind of came out as somewhat of a competitor to WordPress, basically. I mean, just like super easy to create content and to distribute it basically to a community that Medium.com created. And then even like YouTube, like video sharing or whatever. But if you think about it, like the benefit of WordPress was that it was an open source platform that everybody could copy and put on their own server, and they had free reign to change the code or do whatever they wanted with the code. And that was the beauty of, like, you almost owned like your piece of land on the internet. Obviously we're all subject to landowners in a way of, like, you know, the hosting companies or whatever. But I mean, even if you wanted to, you could set up like your own server at home and connect it to the internet. So it was like really, there was a lot of freedom there. But then over time, these giant platforms like Facebook, like YouTube, like Medium.com or whatever it might be, they're kind of like these giant centralized landowners who had tons of funding from VC investments, or, you know, I mean, VC is the easy scapegoat here, but I'm sure there's lots of other avenues for investment on these. But they got tons of money, and they built this product that essentially like siphoned off a ton of these individual landowners of the internet into this community that they now own. So they essentially, like, all these content creators who used to own their own content and used to distribute it themselves would take their content and they'd put it on somebody else's land in order to get exposure or to make money. But the landowner would take profit, right? Mm-hmm. Every time they got traffic or whatever, or ads played, the landowner would get a cut. And sometimes this is like crazy high cuts. Like, I don't know what Etsy does right now, but it's like, I just seem to remember, I'm not going to spit out a number because I don't want to be inaccurate here, but I think it's pretty high. And then there's all those, also these other ones like Shopify or whatever. And they all take a percentage out of all of your sales.
Right.
And like, we were okay with that because managing my own server, building my own e-commerce platform, one, I either don't have the skill to do it, or two, I don't have the time to do it, or three, I don't have the money to hire somebody else to do it. So I'm totally okay with 3-5% of my sales going to this central landowner. The problem is that, like, now these centralized landowners basically run the internet. Like, we spend all day on Twitter, right? And Twitter completely owns all the content you put out. Mm-hmm. And they make money off of it. And this is a, you know, I'm not going to get into the details of this. This is a pretty well documented and written about topic. But I think where this ties into the crypto drip is, like, I started thinking about, like, well, if we're a DAO, we should also have a platform that users, that creators in the DAO can put their content out there. And because we're a DAO, we all kind of like share off of each other's success, right? So it's almost like, mm-hmm. it's almost like if you were to, you post tweets all day long, okay, on a centralized server, but let's just say that you get a cut of Twitter's growth. No user gets a cut of Twitter's growth, promise you, unless they're an executive and I don't know, you know what I mean? But like, the average user does not get a cut of Twitter's growth. So they have no, basically you're the product, right? As a user, you're the product to everybody else and the company makes the money. In a DAO situation, the doors are now open to where the DAO is the product and the content creators all benefit off of its growth in an equal and transparent manner. And I mean, obviously there are ways to abuse this. Like, you know, incentives can be misaligned or whatever. Like there can be like, you know, if everybody's flat, how do you let people have ambition? How do you let people like not leech off of other people's creativity? There's a lot of things like that make it difficult, but I don't think it's impossible to solve. And I think that right. there is an opportunity here. Now, the Crypto Drip is a content specific brand. It's all about blockchain and crypto and understanding it. And how it plays into like modern day life and mass adoption. But like it, I also, and this is where like I call you up, Goose, and I'm like, hey, am I thinking too big here? Cause I've had thoughts even recently, like, hey, if we're going to build a platform for the Crypto Drip DAO, is there a way that we can make it open source and agnostic enough that other categories of content can use this DAO and platform combination? And when I talk about like, it's almost like rebuilding WordPress as a DAO is sort of like where my mind is going. And a lot, and you know, whether or not we do that, I don't know. We probably could, and the Crypto Drip would just be the use case for it. But it's my point just being here that like DAOs can very much revolutionize how businesses are built. Right. And that to me is something that to me is more exciting than a bull market. It's yep. more exciting than making a lot of money on a bull market. And it's, yep. and it's more, it's actually creating change. It's actually the utility of blockchain, right? That I think that misses a lot of people. Most people focus on crypto as just being this way to get rich. Instead of realizing that blockchain actually has the potential to disrupt the norms of how economics and society run today. And I would like to think that the Crypto Drip does a good job of highlighting that. So
I agree.
Anyway, that's my long, long ramble about my current vision for the Crypto Drip. And obviously it's not just my vision. This is something that you and I have talked about a lot. And I yeah. think like, you know, we've even talked about, I've started focusing a lot on the metaverse topic and you've started focusing a lot on, well, I mean, your area of expertise, which is finance and,
right.
you know, even having a software developer background. And so like, there's actually already, like we already have two channels within the Crypto Drip to test this on. And then yeah. as we build this out over time, we can start adding in more creators and then eventually make it a DAO where the community decides who the creators are.
Yeah, definitely. Like I remember we've talked to a few, you know, other people within the industry that are building sort of the similar or a similar type of thing that we are building. Obviously no two are the same. I've, yeah. you know, being very opinionated, I think Crypto Drip has just a lot more room to run than a lot of these other people are building. Like they're sort of building themselves into a ceiling, whereas the vision that we have seems more open and kind of can scale both horizontally and vertically. So like the opportunity there is for something like the Crypto Drip makes me super excited. But you know, like I'm glad that people get to get kind of a glimpse into your head and see like where your thoughts were, our thoughts were, and where the Crypto Drip is sort of aiming. But like in terms of like, you know, putting our feet on the ground and actually building something that, you know, resembles our vision, like, you know, in the past 2 months, like what kind of have we been doing in the background that people haven't been seeing?
Yeah, well, I mean, this might be one right here, which I'm talking to Goose on audio, so he doesn't know what I'm pointing to, but I'm pointing to our Crypto Drip sign behind me. Nice. And I, you know, we've kind of hinted at this before of an NFT sale. And we haven't really pulled the trigger on it. Like we have the artwork done, obviously right there. I have actually three more, hiding, which I'm not going to show right now. But like, so we have these assets sitting around, but I think the conversation is like, how, okay, one, why? Is it just to make a lot of money? Because the NFT craze is kind of like, it's kind of a shill right now.
Right.
And then two, like, how are we going to do it? Because Cardano doesn't really have any smart contracts. And I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, but, you know, for clarity's sake, like, our vision is to build on Cardano, like, as smart contracts come out. They have everything that we would need to create a functioning, like, fair DAO for all of their stuff, right? Governance, all that stuff.
Yep.
So, like, you know, for the NFT sale, like, I think the question we're trying to answer right now is, how are we going to do it? Because there's a lot of, because we don't have smart contracts, we can't really say, like, hey, this is a decentralized NFT sale. Like, it is going to be kind of centralized, and rather than trying to replicate a smart contract experience, you know, like, we've had conversations and I've had thoughts about, like, well, should we do it? Should we just do it in our Discord? Because those are, like, the core, those people are, like, committed to the crypto drip. Like, if you're in the Discord, like, you're already, like, you care way more than the average person just reading our website. And, you know, I think there should be a reward for that, especially if we're moving towards a community-oriented organization. Yeah. The other thing that I'm trying to decipher right now is, like, what is the purpose of the NFT? So, like, are you just buying a pretty picture? They're also, like, I am actively working, like, right now, like, how would we authenticate users with NFTs?
Yep.
Because I think it's a really interesting use case for NFTs. Like, think about it, like, transferable lifetime authentication. Like, that's interesting to me, that concept.
Right.
And being able to be like, hey, I you know, I bought an NFT in their pre-sale or whatever, and now I can, this is lifetime access to anything any creator ever makes on the Crypto Drip or whatever. This just logs me into the premium content. The benefit of that too is, like, it's pretty anonymous. Like, you don't necessarily have to tie it to an email or anything like that. I mean, this is all still stuff I'm trying to determine. But there's a lot of interesting use cases.
Yeah, I think just the coolest part is the concept that, you know, like, as it stands, the NFT market, you know, regardless of the chain, mainly functions as this ecosystem of speculation. Like, you know, we're going to buy, sell, and trade this asset, this token, based on the fact that it may or may not have a future value that's more than what it is that I bought it for. Like, this, the Crypto Drip NFT sale that we want to do, like, this is, it will have an actual function towards the development of TCD. It'll have an actual function for you as a user. And it'll do the exact same thing as a vehicle for speculation. Like, if you're, if you truly are, like, a supporter, or you truly want to support what we're building here, like, and we do get there, you're, guess what? You know, you'll have an investment that will appreciate in value. So that's, I think, the concept that's interesting, and that I hope people will, you know, find interesting themselves.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the other thing to kind of point out too, right? Is, like, it's a vehicle to raise funds, because there are some things that, like, we need to do, or we will need to do. There's, you know, software you have to build. There's, I mean, there's gobs of time that you and I have to spend doing this. But, you know, then there's also equipment. Like, we just purchased a mining machine for Ergo, which I think, you know, there's people in our community who have the know-how and have the talent, and there's enough miners in there that we could probably start a Crypto Drip mining pool for Ergo, which I think is, like, really fascinating. Like, even just the concept of distributing those funds equally among the community. So it's interesting. I don't think we would be using smart contracts to do this, because smart contracts aren't going to come necessarily. I mean, they're on the timeline, but I don't know how to program smart contracts yet. Like, I did get into the Plutus Pioneers program, but hello, I barely have time to do the Crypto Drip. So you got to pick, you know, you got to pick what's important, but, like,
right. So as a form of fundraising, you know, for development in this, like, this is also going to give us the opportunity to scale faster. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, that you know, we just actually had this conversation right before we jumped on this recording, is like, what's our goal here? Like, do we want to ship now and come out of the gates hot, or do we want to take our time, develop, and be able to scale infinitely, right, in the future? And the first thing that popped into our minds was the, you know, Ethereum Cardano like phenomenon, right? Like, we don't want to be the Ethereum of, you know, something where the opportunity costs of something that we're building could be detrimental to what we are building. So I think taking our time, building something slow, but being able to at least do it while, because we still have to put out content at the same time, you know, like, and, you know, we have our daily lives to attend to. So
there's also something to be said here about like this concept of like, we got to do it right. And we don't want to be in a position where we're screwed down the road, to right. for lack of a better word. I mean, we kind of are already there, believe it or not. Like, and you and I just talked about it. Like right. I originally started the CryptoDrip.com on the Ghost CMS platform, but it's very limited. So like I run into a lot of friction when I want to incorporate NFT authentication. I run into a lot of friction when I want to handle membership stuff. It's very coupled and tied to Stripe. Like, what if somebody wants to, you know, sign up with like a monthly ADA subscription, right? Like, there's a lot of friction in that realm. So like, I'm already dealing with like, oh crap. Well, we talked about it right before this call. Crap, we got to move to a different CMS if we actually want to achieve what our vision is. And we have to move to a different platform that is easier. So we're doing a lot of research right now on that as well. And I'm doing some proof of concepts to kind of determine, you know, like what's the best framework to build this platform on. And then can we, like, what are the limitations? How far can we go down the DAO role? You know, like I imagine like in the future, you know, we're going to have to figure out authentication for creators to be able to log into this platform and be able to push content, but they have to be authenticated within the DAO, right? So like, how are we going to handle those keys? And, you know, this NFT sale is actually almost kind of like a forerunner to that potential in the future of the DAO actually sending NFT authentication tokens to creators, right, and they use that to log in to publish. So it's a lot of interesting things. Definitely a very, very wide roadmap, but a very long roadmap. And I think that's just where we're at right now, but I'm pretty happy about it. And I think a lot of people in the community are as well. So
yeah, definitely.
Cool, dude. Well, I think we've talked more about the Crypto Drip in this podcast than all of our other episodes combined, which isn't that much for.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, like, you know, now, you know, this was a good time for like people to grasp where we're at, where we think the TCD community, where we think the TCD brand as an organization can go. You know, what are our steps moving forward, how the community can be involved via the NFT sale, you know, what are some cool side things we're doing, like buying the rig for Ergo, potentially spinning up, you know, an Ergo mining pool, a Cardano SPO are in the future, even a SingularityNet AGI, you know, AI node. So there's a lot of cool things that we can spin up for TCD. This just gives you guys where we're at, how we're thinking of things can play out in the future, and kind of the grand vision that, you know, Calvin expressed to you guys, and you know, how he started on this road, and, you know, how his brain's kind of working into how we can build this thing. So I hope you guys are excited just as much as we are.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, if this sounds like something you want to be a part of, obviously the Discord is the place to be. That's where we talk with everybody. Goose and I are both pretty accessible in there. I'm in there daily, all day, because I work on the internet all day. So I'm like, I literally just am like in Discord all day long. But I mean, it's a really awesome community. And I think that is actually where we're going to be announcing NFT sale details before anywhere else. So at the very least, I mean, I think there is potential for it to be a public sale, not necessarily a private sale. I don't know how I feel about those, but I think giving you know, Discord members first access is definitely something we're considering. So, all right, guys, thanks for joining us on episode 5 of the Crypto Drip podcast. just a reminder, you can follow me and Goose on Twitter. Myself is at CryptosCalvin and Goose is at Goose of Crypto. And also make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube and the podcast wherever you can find it. And if you want to support the future, join our Discord. Until next time, keep that brew hot.